In this week's parsha, Parsha Vayeshev, we read about the Nisoyin, the tremendous Nisoyin of Yosef HaTzadik with Eishes Potiphar, and the Maisa Gvura of Yosef HaTzadik, that he was a Oymed ben Nisoyin, which was the Yisoyed for Kedushas Klal Yisrael, Yosef HaTzadik. The Gemara in Yumed of Lamed Hamed Beis says famously that if the Rosho is Boladin, and he tainas a tainas p'tur, that he was not Yisi v'tor b'yitzri. I was extremely like Kadosh Baruch Hu created me in a way that I had a tremendous taiva, a tremendous yitzahar, that was uncontrollable. So we tell him, klum, no Yisi v'yitzri. If the pasuk says, Yisi v'tzadik was very handsome, he was a fast toyer, fast mar. So Yosef is mechayves v'shoyim. Yosef is able to mechayves v'shoyim. I heard this tremendous question of this famous Maimer Chazal. How could Yosef HaTzadik be Mechayev Eser Roshoyim? There's a fair, the Gemara in Soita, the Flamed Vavav, and the Beis says, in the Hemshech HaPsukim, it says, Vayhi kayoyim hazeh, Vayovi abayis alas es malachtoi, Ve'ein ishmeran shabayis shom abayis. One man, Omer, says, what does it mean, Vayovi abayis alas es malachtoi? That he was ready to be Chayte. After many, many days and was years of seduction, of Eishes Petifar, Yosef HaTzadik, he couldn't control himself and he was holding by a matzav chet. And the Gemara tells over that what happened was that nearest loy dmus diyuknei shalaviv of Yaakov Avinu and the Chaloyin, and that's what saved him. That's what saved him. That's what gave him the koyach. That's what gave him the koyach to persevere and be yomim in that nisayin. So Be'emes, how could Yosef HaTzadik be mechayv as Hashem? Or Yosef HaTzadik couldn't make it with his own account. There was a Gilui Melamala, the Yaakov Avinu came. I mean, the Rishayim and all of us Kedaina. Every time he wanted to be Chayte, all of a sudden an image of a Mashkiach, an image of a Biruchim would come to us and look at us, an image of a father. Every time he wanted to be Mavatos Man Krishma, sleep a little longer. So we also wouldn't be Chayte, we also would all of a sudden be persevere and be Ahim Ibn Yisrael. How could Yosef HaTzadik be Mechayves Rishayim if he himself couldn't even make it? He needed a Gili Minamala. So I saw a beautiful beer in this Indian, in the Sefer Acha Sha'alti. This is a beautiful pshat, which is light up this Marmer Chazal, and Ketaka B'Mechayves. He says, Be'etzem, there's another problem, there's another question with this Chazal. The Gemara in the Morning Yuma there says that Hillel is Mechayves Aniyim, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim is Mechayves Rishayim, Mechayves Ashirim, and Yosef is Mechayves Rishayim. The Gemara is saying that we're measured up to Tanoim, Hillel, and Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim. The Yosef HaTzadik, Anak Yeruach, giants, people who are giants, people who we have no asaga b'chlal, and their koiches, we don't come close to them. And Yosef HaTzadik, Kol Shekin Yosef HaTzadik. How could Yosef HaTzadik and Hillel and Rosh Mecharis and Mechayev us midgets? So one question answers the other one. This is exactly the point. Had Yosef HaTzadik performed on his own account totally, and he would have been a Mizgaber totally with his own Koyach and a Chanami, could be Yosef HaTzadik, can't be Mechayev us. Oh, but this is exactly the message. Yosef HaTzadik, at the end of the day, had to come on to Siyata Deshmaya. He had to come on to a gila that was almost lamala from the regular teva, lamala midarach teva. How did he come to that gila? Remember the pasuk, the Gemara Numa saying that it was Yosef that did it himself. Yosef is mechayves Rishayim. Can you hear the pshat? I have to say is like this: the Yosef at tzaddik was oymed ben Yisrael. Definitely was oymed ben Yisrael. He pushed himself and utilized every last koyach he had to be oymed ben Yisrael. When he pushed himself Ad Ksei Agvul, until the furthest boundary that he could. When he got there and he couldn't, it was talking without his control anymore at that point. That was Vayavi Abaisa Lasis Malachtoi. At that point, when the person pushes himself, Ad Gvul Kechoisov, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale, Hechere Koyach, Hechere, the ability to connect to Yaakov Avinu, to Agilim and the Mala, to his father. And that saved him, and that was able to allow him to be Mizgaber. But in fact, it wasn't Yosef HaTzadik himself. Totally from Mitzad his own keiches. He had to come on to Siyat HaShemaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Gemara says, Yitzhasar Adam, Miskabra Adam, Kol Yoyim V'yom, Mevakash Lam Yisrael, V'mol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ezer Eini Yochalai. At the end of the day, he had to come on to the Ezer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kenira, we all could have that Ezer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Yosef is Mechayiv HaSirushoyim. Yosef is Mechayiv HaSirushoyim because Yosef is sending us a message that if you, we, with all of our Yitzharas and all of our Nisyonis that we have, with the amount of technology, and everyone has their own Nisyonis, but if they would push themselves, they would push, they would fight, they would arbit, and push themselves as far as they could, so we too, we would be zoich, it's muftach, it's kilu, it becomes the teva, when you push yourself, until the last boundary, all of a sudden, it's niftel chalacha, koiches, in connection to different koiches, and siyata d'shmaya, that you wouldn't have in the standard, regular pattern of nature. That's what Yosef is mechayiv HaSirushoyim. Look at the psukim a little bit, see how Yosef was taka, fought against his etahar. The Gemara Baba Basra, the Kuf Tesam Abeis, calls Yosef, he's someone who was mefatfet b'yitzray. He spieled with the Yetzirah. He made fun of the Yetzirah. He fought against the Yetzirah. And as always, Mavur and the Hemshech, the Gemara over there, and Yumet, Achlamet, Hemet, Beis, and the Psukim, previously, the Gemara says, what Nisiyon is Yetzirah Tzadik went, Amru Lava Yetzirah Tzadik, B'chol Yom V'yom, Hoyse Eishes Peitifar, Mishad Lose, B'dvorim. She tried to seduce him with the words, B'godim Shalof Shalai Shachris, He loves Shalai Arvis. B'godim Shalof Shalai Arvis, He loves Shalai Shachris. Amru Lahi Shamali, Amru Lalav. Harini Kofefes Kamoscha, Shem Zoykev Kofufim. The Gemara goes in the great detail to explain of all of her different. She constantly tried to entice him to do an avera, and he constantly answered back. And the Gemara says in the pasuk yud vehikadabr el Yosef yoyimim b'lo yishamay leil lishka vetzla liyazima. The Gemara says the double lashon means lishka vetzla b'olam hazel liyazima b'olam haba. And the Gemara brings down if chas v'shalom someone has relations with a goita, with a shikser, so he's not only have a relationship with her here in Olam Hazeh, but he's stuck to her in Olam Haba. Kenira Yosef used this as a strategy. He started speaking to himself. He started speaking against Yitzhar. This is what's going to happen to me. I'm going to be connected to her, chained to her, even by Olam Haba. Yosef was constantly fighting. There was a Mechemes HaYitzhar non-stop, 24-7, that Yosef had to go through. And he pushed, and he pushed, and he pushed, and he came. What happened? He reached a point where he was stuck. He couldn't anymore. But even at that point, he pushed himself till the very end. It says in the Gemara that Musd Yukna was nearest Loy Bechaloin. What does it mean in nearest Loy Bechaloin? Nearest Loy Bechaloin means Yosef was in the house, that was a matzav of chait. The Torah gets you caught in a matzav of chait. And that's usually when you're nichshol, is that you think I'm stuck. Mrs. Sherman, various places, says that the Yitzhara has the power to place a person in a matzav chid, where he's stuck in a beis asurim. It's as if he's in jail. It's as if he's caught already, he's sunk in the depths of chid, and he feels like he has no way to get out. Chaloin is that there's a pesach. Chaloin is that there's a window out. Yosef HaTzadik, even though he was in the depths of chid, and he felt that he couldn't make it, but he looked, and he still turned that maybe there's a ray of hope, there's a way out. And that point, with his last strength, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka, Bora Gilu Melamala, means he brought out the connection that Yosef had always to his father. Can you hear Yosef in Mitzrayim was always trying to hold on to Darkei Avos. He was always trying to stay connected. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out that connection, which was Taka Gilu Melamala Midera HaTeva. But Kachu HaTeva, Kachu Amida. When you push yourself, when he pushes himself, ad ksei gvul, and even in the depths of the chayt, he's still trying, and he's still searching for ways, and he doesn't give in, he's not messiahish, and he pushes, then nearest loy b'chaloin, there's a way out, there's a pesach to get out, and you connect to the avos. That's why Yosef HaTzadik is mechayiv HaSirushoyim. We find this pattern that Yosef HaTzadik, this is soy that we find by Yosef HaTzadik, it's Negiah to Chanukah. Rabbi Ruchim, and Das Chochma Musar, Maimer Gimel, explains that this is the Yosef what the Bach says in Reish Hilchos Chanukah, that were brought out to the Nes of Chanukah. The Bach says that the Siba why Yevonim were able to be Megzerus, they were Metzliach against Klal Yisrael, was because there was this Rashlus and Avoida. And Keneged that helped Zok the Bach, the Mesirus Nefesh. Mesirus Nefesh of the Chashmonoim, to go Rabbim Miyad Ma'atim. Rabbim Miyad Ma'atim, Tzadikim, Biyad Tmeim, and Biyad Rishoyim. Klal Yisrael, they were small in number, and they were on. They weren't fit to battle. They went up in Mesirus Nefesh. And there was Eichet and Nisim. Rabbi Saul says, what does that mean? Mesirus Nefesh brings Nisim. Zok Rabbi Ruchim. Yes. Zok Rabbi Ruchim, there's a pattern, there's a recipe. If a person wants to be Eichet and Nisim, he has Mesirus Nefesh. He has to do Mesirus Nefesh. Zok Rabbi Ruchim, what is this, a skula? Zok Rabbi Ruchim, no. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Zok Rabbi Ruchim, L'malam Miderech HaTeva Nes, is not something from outer space, Kihu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings and all of a sudden Magalan reveals in this world. The Mahalach of Alamalam Ederech HaTeva was included in the Etzem Briyas Oilam. Nor Teva, explains Rabbi Yerucham, is a boundary, is a gvul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Mahalach of Teva. Generally, Ma'atim can't beat Rabbim. Chaloshim can't beat Geborim. An oil that could last for one day can only last for one day. That's a boundary that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in a Rangestalt in the original Bria. But, however, that's a Gvul, that's a boundary. When you press and you push yourself till the end of that Gvul, till the boundary and the limit of Teva, when you push yourself to the limits of Teva, whatever your Teva is, then all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes away that boundary. And when he takes away the boundary is removed. And when the boundaries are moved, all of a sudden you see that there's a lot more. Oil could go on forever. Oil could last for 8 days. Ma'atim could go against Rabim, Chaloshim could go against Giborim. That lives within the Teva. This is the oimik of Yosef is Mechayev as Roshoyim. This is something we have to learn out of the Neis Chanukah. We, each one of them has, we have our Omatzovim, we have our Teva, we think our Teva, we have our personal nature that many times we think we can't make it, we can't. But we only have to try and place and push ourselves. Mesirus Nefesh. Mesirus Nefesh means push yourself until your last gvul. Push yourself until whatever you're holding, push yourself to the last gvul. If you push yourself to the last gvul, it will be mezgale. Kliches lamala. Sometimes it's kliches within you. Sometimes it's a connection. There'll be giluyim. Connections to sometimes outside help. But you're muftach. That. If you push yourself, then you're muftach to have a satishmaya. Of the Ezer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem li yazvenu biyodoi. This is the Yisoid of Mesirus Nefesh that we learn from Yosef HaTzadik, and the Mesirus Nefesh we learn from Chashmonoim in the Nes of Chanukah. Good Shabbos.